Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. The Big Island and Maui still trying to get it back together after Hurricane Izelle came ashore, became a tropical storm. It is now a remnant low. It's about 150 miles southwest of Lihue, not far from Poipu, where torrential rains are falling. It's still open, but it's cart path only as Izelle visits and keeps tracking on the south of the islands and moving along. We have one other hurricane to deal with, still a Category 2, and that would be Hurricane Julio. Hurricane Julio is tracking north and parallel of the Hawaiian Islands, and we got this from the National Weather Service. It is important to note that while the forecast track takes Julio north of and parallel to the main Hawaiian Islands, interests there, I guess that would be us, right? Interests there should watch for developments with this system closely. After all, remember Iniki. It was well south of the islands when it just turned and just barreled right up through Kauai. So, of course, we have interests and we'll be watching very carefully. A couple of courses on Maui completely closed, 60 trees down. This is both the Gold and the Emerald course at Wailea. On the Big Island, a lot of trees, huge trees. One ironwood tree was ripped out of the ground. It was sent flying through the air. It landed between a shed and a home. Fortunately, it did not hurt anyone. The only close call when it comes to injuries to people, a woman and her child were trapped inside their home on the Big Island when a tree came down on that home. They got out safe and they were not hurt. So, of course, if you have a lot of water on Oahu, we were spared. A couple of trees came down. Everybody went home. Shopping centers were completely shut down. I mean, it was a ghost town when I was on the air doing traffic reports, and very few road closures, just a couple up in the mountains. Tantalus, for instance, Tantalus Drive and Nu'uanu Pali Drive, because the trees were down completely blocking the roadway. But those aren't, well, unless you live there, of course, not major thoroughfares. Nevertheless, our forecast today, mostly cloudy, frequent showers, and if you're on Kauai, it's raining. Frequent showers this morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. Locally heavy rainfall possible this morning, and that's what's happening Kauai County and parts of Oahu. All right, we've got a fabulous show lined up for you. I'm just back from my mini vacation to Little Creek Casino Resort, Seven Inlets Spa, and Salish Cliffs Golf Course, plus Chambers Bay on Puget Sound, the home of the 2015 U.S. Open. And we'll be talking with Larry Gilhooly, the director of the Northwest Region USGA Green Section, right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
The new 2015s hitting the lot at Acura of Honolulu, the arrival of the class-leading 2015 RDX, long-awaited, and you can get them in a choice of colors you didn't see last month because of the light inventory. Plus, there's plenty of 2014s to choose from, and you'll get the best values of the year along with special rates and lease offers. And remember, military appreciation never ends. We'd also like to thank our newest sponsor, Creative Plumbing, for joining us. Whether you are building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Now let's bring into the clubhouse a gentleman I've had the pleasure of speaking with over the past few years. He comes to Hawaii frequently because he is, after all, that's his region. We are part of the Northwest Region USGA Green Section. Welcome, director of that section, Larry Gilhooly.
Danielle, it's always nice talking with you. After listening to the weather report, it sounds like our weathers have flipped. It's 90 and beautiful here, and my goodness, I hope everyone's okay over there.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to click my heels together when I was leaving on Tuesday. Can I just stay here? Can I just stay here? Because I knew the two hurricanes were coming and it was going to be, well, then less than pleasant. There's just a lot of work for a lot of people trying to get ready for these storms, but we're doing okay. That's the message. We're doing all right now. Tracking, of course, Julio north of us and keeping a close eye. It's a Category 2. But with brown being the new green, unless it rains naturally, we don't have a problem right now here in Hawaii. It's going to be beautiful and green all across the state. And it has been. It's been raining a lot lately. You were the first person that I heard that from about 8 years ago. It means a golf course should be played the way it is naturally. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, one of the problems I think that in the U.S. especially, and in North America in general, that we have is that this desire and belief that golf should be played on green grass, and that's really not the best way to play the game. The game should be played on playing condition that's the best playing condition, and that is one that's got some bounce to it, some roll, and because Mother Nature doesn't always irrigate like an irrigation system, and an irrigation system cannot put the water down as consistently as Mother Nature, you end up with overwater golf courses. Ball doesn't roll as far. Grasses aren't as healthier. We use too much water. And so we don't, in North America, do what they do in Great Britain, Scotland, New Zealand, different countries where we play the course firm and fast. So a little bit of brown is good. And that's the way we should play the golf courses in our country.
You know, speaking of roll and bounce, Chambers Bay, we got to play last Sunday. It seems like just yesterday that we were standing there in this amazing place. Let's talk about a sand and gravel quarry that becomes a world-class golf course where the 2015 U.S. Open will be played in June, just a few months from now. That is a tremendous undertaking. Where did this idea come from?
Well, the original, of course, this site, for about 40 or 50 years, was the primary sand site for golf course construction and even for bunker use in the Pacific Northwest. It went into disrepair. The county saw it. It was an eyesore for a couple of decades. And then John Ladenburg, it was his vision, the executive director for the Pierce County, and selected Robert Trent Jones Jr. and his staff to come in, and they constructed a world-class municipal golf course on this site. Their decision was they wanted something a little bit out of the ordinary for the Pacific Northwest, and boy, they created it. I always, whenever I hear trees going down, it doesn't make me smile, but it makes me feel better because I know that when trees go down, grass grows better. This site has one tree. The tree is located next to a train track, a great perching site for bald eagles, but the site itself has no trees. It is about 100 to 120 feet, maybe 150 foot deep gravel / sand quarry, and quite unique, a bunch of firsts that the USGA will be conducting for this championship that I can tell you all about or whatever the next question would be.
No, a bunch of firsts, like what?
Well, first of all, this is the first U.S. Open in the Pacific Northwest. It's never been conducted here. So as a result of that, the fans are a little bit excited, and the people up here are just really excited. The Sunday is sold out. I believe the Saturday is sold out. They will sell out everything. I'm sure of that.
Can you just stop a second? Did you say Saturday and Sunday? Or Sunday sold out. This is, we're talking the U.S. Open in June of 2015. Sunday is sold out?
Yes, it's sold out. I believe Saturday is either sold out or close to it. Those are the individual tickets. The packages for the entire thing, one of the types, I'm a chinch bugs and manganese guy. I'm inside the ropes, not outside, but one of the packages of tickets sold out. the corporate tents are going like crazy. But one of the best stories of the enthusiasm up here that folks have, we have to get 5,000 volunteers for U.S. Open, and the fastest that it had ever happened was the first Bethpage Black Championship back in the early 2000s, where I believe it took like 6 to 8 weeks. We got 5,000 volunteers here in 36 hours. and then had 8,500 and had to cut it off after a week or two because it was just too much. So to say the enthusiasm up here is high is an understatement. But this is the first Lynx golf course that the U.S. Open will be conducted on in the United States. And Lynx is a term that is sometimes misunderstood and misused. The word Lynx means that it links the land through a set of dunes or through sand and links it to the inland soil. And that's what this property does. It links it through sand to the inland soil. There's generally not water found on a Lynx, although there are sometimes, and usually not trees. The other thing is a fescue golf course. The golf course was, and it's the first time the USGA will ever play U.S. Open on a fescue golf course. It's a different grass. And although we can't do it in June because it does rain here and the grass will be green naturally, in August of 2010, we shut the water off. And this was as brown of a U.S. national championship that's probably ever been had since irrigation started. It was brown back in 2010. Played firm, it played fast. It was really good and difficult playing conditions. I don't think we can emulate that with the U.S. Open because that was in August. This is in June. It has train tracks, active train activity going by it. There's other U.S. Opens we've had it, train tracks, but this is the first that we've ever actually built or are going to build a station within 200 yards of the drop-off point. So those that are coming over from Hawaii to the Open, suggest you might consider staying in Seattle. Taking what would be a beautiful train ride down to the U.S. Open along Puget Sound, that'll be a plus. Two of the greens were reseeded last September. The USGA has never reseeded greens 20 months before the U.S. Open, but these greens needed to have this done to really match them up with the rest of the greens. There's going to be a 105-yard fairway, Danielle. We've got a 105-yard fairway to U.S. Open ever. This golf course is very wide. And it's going to be interesting to see some of the 400-yard drives that will occur because the elevation changes. And then I think, finally, this will be probably the largest grandstands that we've ever had, up to 20,000 total for grandstands, because even though there aren't trees, it's a very difficult site to get through and a tough walking site for spectators.
It's an amazing golf course, tough to put it mildly. We're going to take a real quick break and talk about how, first of all, spectators are going to be placed in this arena. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Larry Gilhooly. He's the USGA Northwest Director, USGA Green Section. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Pearl Country Club, demo day, 10 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's the Pearl Country Club demo day. Okay, the quarry. Chambers Bay Golf Course, built into an old quarry, abandoned. It created an overall shape, that quarry did, that the course lays out onto. And that's made it very unique in the way it'll be viewed by spectators. Let's talk a little bit with Larry Gilhooley, the director of Northwest Region USGA Green Section, about, you know, when we were walking the course, Larry, on Sunday. I mean, it's a rugged course to walk, first of all. This is going to take, I can't imagine doing 4 days plus practice rounds. These guys are going to be beat. The elevation changes going up and down. But where are you going to put all the spectators, because the holes are laid out so close together?
Yeah, and you mentioned got beat. Of course, you know, I made it 9 holes. Now. 90 degrees. anymore, but... What's going to be interesting, it's going to be difficult for the players. There's a lot of elevation change. There's two parts of the golf course that are very difficult to get around. But the spectators, that's why there's going to be so many grandstands on the golf course. The goal of the USGA is to really get as many folks as we can into the grandstand and have less travel. The really unique part about this, those that are listening, it's going to be interesting to watch. There is a 1 mile top to this golf course. It's called Grandview Boulevard. And Grandview Boulevard already has an existing 20-foot wide asphalt walk path that's part of the Chambers Bay complex. And that part will be inside the U.S. Open. So you'll have a place that you can go on flat property, walk 1 mile, never have to go up and down a hill, and be able, with a pair of binoculars, watch 12 holes complete. Of golf and a couple other holes from a distance, but several holes, it'll be literally right below you. There's one tee we added on number 14 that's literally 20 yards below the fence. So it's pretty unique. Having been at Pinehurst this year, when the roars went up, we knew they were coming from the trees somewhere, but we just didn't know where it was coming from. I think Chambers is going to be a little different than most courses, because when the roars go up and you're on Grandview, holy smoke, it's going to be like a concert coming from stereo every direction possible. It's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be amazing to watch. Amazing. It's also going to be a challenge for the professionals, the competitors on that course, because there's in such proximity to one another, one roar will have to do with something that's so close to them but absolutely nothing to do with themselves. It's a completely unique experience for both the players and the spectators.
It'll block the noise. There won't be trees. The one that's going to be most interesting, I'm looking forward to, is to see if it happens. And the stand, one of the things we want to have is some wind on this site, because that's the defense of the golf course. If the wind comes out of the southwest, which is the normal wind at that time of year, and if it's a hard enough wind, there's enough noise on the 16th tee that you cannot hear an Amtrak train coming the opposite direction. And I've had it happen to me, and it's spooky when that thing explodes on you, literally, less than 50 yards from where you're standing your tee shot. It can kind of jolt you. The USGA has already decided they're trying to keep the trains down to a minimum. Normally there's 40, I think over 40 trains daily that go by. We can't stop the Amtraks, but some of the other trains will be hopefully moved to the evening hours. But we will not have a slow play penalty for players if they have to pause while trains go by. So that will be a unique feature.
Ah, a local rule.
Right.
Wow. Well, I was looking at, you know, the infrastructure on the property, the physical plant. It's got a quaint, if you can go play this course, do so. It has a very quaint pro shop. A beautiful little restaurant. It's kind of a European, the way a restaurant feel, the way you sit outside looking over the Puget Sound. It's hard to think of how many people come a day for a U.S. Open.
Well, I believe they have ticket sales of around 30,000 to 35,000, but the numbers will be higher than that because you have to include, of course, the 2,000 media that will be there and all the other folks that will be there. So I think Danny Stinks, our director, championship director, mentioned that I think one of the days will be in excess of 40,000. So a total of around 225,000 to 250,000 total for the 7-day run.
You're bringing in a lot of stuff to take care of a whole lot of people.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, this is outside the ropes. And just watching Pinehurst and how big this is, it is a mini city. They do bring in massive tents. That will be spread around this property. They'll start in probably in the spring, several months in advance, setting up the stands, the bleachers, all the infrastructure that's required. The vast majority will be coming on buses from multiple sites. It is a very small area to get into, really with one road, but they already have it all figured out as far as the bus transportation. And then this train access, when the final dot, T's are crossed and I's are dotted,
mm-hmm.
I believe the number is around 10,000 folks a day. So you know, a big, big group of people coming on that train that's going to be very important.
One of the rumors is that there will be like a cruise ship in the Sound where we can hang out and watch from the cruise ship.
Yeah, no, there will be no cruise ship. there'll be boats coming and docking. That's not going to happen. One of the difficulties the USGA faces with this one, I found out, is that security. We are responsible for all the security. We run this entire deal. And with a water, exposed water for a mile, it changes the security that we would normally have to do. And so there will not be boats that you'll see parked on the shore, nor will there be boats that'll be party boats close to those shore. They will be moved out and away. There will be security folks trolling. The same thing happened, believe it or not, in the 2010 U.S. Amateur. They decided to put NBC put the main commentators with the background with the tree, and the first day there was some party people going on behind the tree, and the next day the Coast Guard was there, and there was no party people.
Yeah, there are in today's world there are a lot of security issues, and I didn't even think about that until you pointed it out. You also talked to me, the group that we were in. I think it was on the 9th or right before, maybe on the 8th, overlooking that beautiful golf course, Chambers Bay. We're talking about where the 2015 U.S. Open will be played in June. If you haven't made your reservations, you really do need to. It's such a beautiful, beautiful location. The difference between, and I never thought about this, the lynx, a Scottish lynx and an Irish lynx.
Correct. Yeah, although not, it's a generalization, the Scottish lynx generally are flatter, although you go north in Scotland and they got a lot of altitude change. But you go over to Ireland, and being Irish, I noticed these things. The Irish courses have got a lot of large dunes, specifically the ones I've gone to. I haven't gone to all of them, but certainly Ballybunion, Lahinch, up north a little bit in Enniscrone are phenomenal. Carn, County Sligo, those areas have massive dunes. Well, that's what Chambers Bay has. And it reminds me very much of Irish lengths. I guess Cruden Bay, many people have compared Chambers Bay to Cruden Bay, is down in a bit of a hole, but I don't think you quite get the views that you get at Chambers Bay anywhere else in Scotland or Ireland or maybe the world. When you've got the trains roaring by, you got the ships and the boats going out in that Puget Sound that's not an ocean, it's a controlled saltwater area, and then you got the Olympic Mountains behind. And oh, by the way, if you turn the other way, there sits a dormant volcano in Mount Rainier. And as you know, standing over, when you first drive in, you drive into that property and it's, well, where's this golf course? You're going through suburbia in University Place, Washington. And then all of a sudden you hit that parking lot and you know it's coming and you walk out to the edge by that restaurant. And it's the wow factor in its truest form, in my opinion.
It's awesome. I just love how you've kept the ruins in play for the corporate tents, and that's part of the quarry, the old quarry walls that are there that held the gravel, the sand in the different walled in areas. It's just wonderful. We could talk for a long time. Will you come back on the show?
I'll be happy to do it anytime. It's really I love talking to everybody over there, and I hope everybody makes it through these storms okay. And for those of you that I'm going to be visiting here coming up in a few weeks in September. Look forward to seeing you.
Oh, that'd be great. I hope maybe I can run into you on a golf course. Larry Gilhooley, Director, Northwest Region, USGA Green Section. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You bet, Daniel. Thank you.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kailuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We've got a flash flood watch until noon today for Niihau, Kauai, and Oahu. And by the way, the remnant low, that is now Izel, just a remnant low, is just about 150 miles south of Kauai, of Lihue, and really raining hard over Poipu Bay. It's going to be very green next week or so, but right now it's cart path only as Mother Nature does her thing. If you pick up a Travis Matthews shirt at the pro shop at Poipu Bay, you get a hat. It comes with a shirt. It's free. Now, let's go. Rory McIlroy, scoring mode, driver, dead bang on. He's making par fives look like pitch and putts. You could say he's just as confident on the greens as he is on the tee. He had a two-stroke lead last time I checked. He says he is now very comfortable leading.
I think I've had to learn to be a good front runner. I maybe wasn't quite comfortable in that position at the start of my career, or, you know, like sort of 09, 10, 11. Especially 11, the Masters, you know, I was four ahead going in, and I wasn't quite comfortable in that position. So it's taken me a couple of years to grow into that, where I am comfortable. And, you know, my mindset's stayed the same ever since that day at Augusta. If I'm two ahead going into the weekend here, I'm going to try and get three ahead. And when I'm three ahead, I'm going to get four. And when I'm four, I'm going to get five. And I'm just going to try and keep the pedal down and, you know, get as many ahead as possible. And that is my mindset whenever I'm leading a golf tournament.
Awesome. Jason Day suffered vertigo a couple weeks ago. That in the recent past, the thumb injury. He's been nursing for months. This week, this guy, Jason Day, looks like he could put some pressure on Rory McIlroy. It's going to be interesting to see how the next 36 holes work out. And Neil Sagebell, author, golf writer, blogger, he's at the PGA Championship at Valhalla. Welcome to the show, Neil. I think we have Neil. That would be very cool if we had Neil. Just a second. We're going to check and see if we have audio. He's got this really good book coming out. I'm getting excited just talk. Oh, here he comes. He just got. It's called Draw in the Dunes. It's the 1969 Ryder Cup, the finish that shocked the world. That's part of the title of the book, Draw in the Dunes. It'll be out in September. This goes back to 1969. It was an amazing, amazing competition. It was like dead heat every match that was played. And now let's bring Neil in. Welcome to the show, Neil.
How are you, Danielle?
Excellent.
Had an exciting week there, I've heard.
Yes, we've had an exciting week. We've got rain. You've got rain. How are the skies over Valhalla?
They're gray, but there's nothing wet falling out of them at the moment, so that's good.
Yeah. I understand there's no lift clean in place today.
No. You know, so far, so good. I think they don't like to do that at majors. And they haven't done that to this point, and hopefully they won't have to.
That would be good. I was just talking about your, of course, you have fabulous book, The Longest Shot, but in September, Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world, is coming out. And you've got pre-orders are being taken at Amazon, both the print version. You've also got the Kindle version at Amazon. This is an exciting book.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get it out there. I think people will really and it's a story when people like Nick played in his first Ryder Cup. And a lot of the things I think that really tell us today about what the essence of the Ryder Cup is, you'll find in this story, Draw on the Dunes, you know, playing for with your teammates on a team, playing for your captain, your country, why it matters to players, the nervousness they felt, the excitement, the tension, and playing match play versus stroke play. It was a remarkable event at a time when the Ryder Cup was really sort of on the ropes. It had been dominated by America up to that point. So it really, I think, helped keep it going and bring it forward to where it is today.
Well, this is when the U.S. was, there was no competition. It was simply Great Britain, led by Tony Jacklin, the undisputed underdog, and Jack Nicklaus was the team captain.
Well, Jack was here for America. Actually, the U.S. captain was Sam Snead.
Thank you. Sam Snead was the captain. Jack Nicklaus was leading. You're breaking up a lot, so I just want you to go with it. Tell us about why Draw in the Dunes, a story of personal and professional conflict, was so amazing.
I think as I heard you saying a little bit in the setup, it was the closest Ryder Cup play to that. It was the first ever tie. There have only been two ties in the history of the Ryder Cup. And that might not sound so exciting, but all the matches were close, and it came down to the last match on the last day at the final green and the final putts, where Nicklaus and Jacklin were opposing each other. And there was that famous moment where Jack Nicklaus conceded a two-foot putt to Tony Jacklin, which is now considered one of the greatest acts of sportsmanship in the game. So it was controversial at the time. It was a very compelling event.
It was also controversial. A lot of people didn't like the fact that Nicklaus conceded.
That's true. And I think that's, when we rock.
Okay, we're really having some. Sometimes at major.
We will see that clip back conceding that fight. But at the time, about half of Jack's teammates were unhappy with that because they really wanted to win, and they didn't really fully understand why he said it.
As I was saying, at major championships, sometimes they don't put enough Wi-Fi in place. And everybody's using, of course, Wi-Fi to try to get their stories out of the media center. They're trying to communicate, like in this case, the excitement of Valhalla, the PGA Championship. This is the final major of the year. At the last putt, Nicklaus conceded to Jacqueline, keeping the cup for the Americans, but they let the British walk away with the most successful Ryder Cup they'd had in years. It's sort of like, you guys, really, this was a hard fought. Every match they battled through, every it was like acknowledging the fact that the opposing team, the score may not have reflected the true contests that were going on. So, as Nicklaus conceded, it was like saying, "Wow, you guys were formidable enemies in combat, and I acknowledge the greatness of your performances by giving you this." It didn't take the cup away from the United States. It just gave the UK just that sense of accomplishment. And apparently it forged a lifelong friendship between Nicklaus and Jacqueline. And just for that reason alone, I'm really looking forward to reading this book. As he writes in his summary, what followed was the most compelling, controversial, and contentious Ryder Cup the sport's ever seen. Draw in the Dunes, a story of personal and professional conflict. It's going to be out real soon. It's the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world. Looking forward to reading it, and I'm sorry we're having such bad connection, but thanks so much.
Can you hear me now, Danielle?
Yes, I can hear you now, but you do cut out. That's, you know, we'll hear half of a sentence, and then we lose you.
I'm sorry. I'm walking around and trying to find a better signal.
I understand. As I was saying, at major championships, sometimes there's not enough bandwidth to allow everybody to have the opportunity to communicate.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, we'll have to talk again. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to, as I said, because The Longest Shot was named one of the top 10 sports books of 2012. You got such a there was one person who said, "Boy, your writing is inspirational." So I thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear leg room and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man. can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All righty, just a little bit of an update if you didn't hear it at the beginning of the show. Izell, now just a remnant low, is about, moving about. Winds 35 miles per hour, some higher gusts. She's about 150 miles southwest of Lihue, real close to Poipu Bay. It is open. There are two courses on Maui. They're not open, and that would be the Emerald and the Gold courses. They lost about 60 trees when Izell blew through. Everybody on the mainland is asking, you know, how are you guys? Well, we're doing okay. Thankfully, Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea broke up. If we were flat like Florida, she would have come rolling right on through. But those two huge mountains broke it apart, and we got a lot of rain, 15 inches on the Big Island in some areas, less so on Maui. A lot of damage done. Hawaiian Electric light crews on the Big Island, they're still working to restore the power to customers who've lost their electricity. They brought back about 3,400 over the last few hours. This is a 6:30 update. And about 9,200 are still without power. Hawaiian Paradise Park, Orchid Land Estates, Leilani Estates, Nanawale, Kapoho, Kalapana, Hawaiian Beaches, Hawaiian Shore, Waipunahina, and they're working on getting everything back into that Waipunahina area. We've got some road closures. Hawaii 132 Lava Tree State Park to Kapoho, below the Lava State Park, Highway 132, Leilani Avenue at 130, just one lane's open, South Glenwood Road, Kahakai and Moana intersection is closed, Redwood partial closure, Paradise Drive between 17th and 19th, Maku'u and Railroad intersection C, Waipio Valley Road, only local traffic allowed through there, and Hawaii Highway 19, the Belt Road at the 38-mile marker, that is closed as well. And we're tracking Julio, I mean we're watching, don't forget, Julio's running parallel on the north side of the islands, moving along at a pretty good clip and still a hurricane. Last time I checked, it was a Category 2. So, you know, we got to keep our eyes. As the Weather Service said, for those of us with interests in the islands, do be sure to keep an eye on what Julio is up to. If you'd like to put your eyes on the latest and the best, or, you know, I mean, sometimes just having your clubs, they work, you trust them. You don't want to change them, but you're just curious. What's out there? You want to see maybe something would work better. Pearl Country Club, they've got a demo day between 10 and 2 o'clock. So get over to the Pearl Country Club. Honolulu Country Club, there's a demo day on the 15th if today doesn't work for you. And Kapolei has one on a Wednesday, the 13th in the evening, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock. That's just perfect for when you're getting off work. Not so perfect for Tiger Woods. Yeah, yeah. You know, the guy just needs to take it off. That is like take off anything that has to do with golf and just recover. He said he needs to go get strong again, get his glutes back. Just relax. Yeah, a little workout is important, but you don't have to be that powerful. And sometimes I think that it's what hurts him the most. Looking forward to talking with Bob Bupka later on the show about is it Bob's opinion that it's the injury that Tiger has, or is the way he's swinging the club causing the injury more than the injury's the problem? Anyway, Tiger Woods didn't walk off the course at Valhalla yesterday after the front nine. He probably should have, but I've heard he didn't because he didn't want to look bad. You know, all the people say, there he goes. He didn't like his score. He's left. He continued on, but it was very difficult watching him miss fairways left and right by huge margins, grimacing in pain about every shot. You know, it was seven over after two rounds. Missed the cut, of course, the fourth missed cut in a major over his entire career. He didn't speak to the media yesterday. He did on Thursday. And, you know, when I was listening, I thought, this could be yesterday. This is a compilation of his comments on his play.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. A lot of bad shots, and I never got a putt to the... You know, I hit them on my lines. I just... for some reason I thought they were going to be a little bit quicker, and I didn't make the adjustment well enough. And I had plenty of looks to turn my round around and then post something even par, even under par. As I said, I didn't play as well as I wanted to, and I didn't get a putt to the hole. So that's not a good combo. Well, it is what it is, you know. I have the same opportunity as everybody else, and just didn't get it done. My swing was dialed in on that range out there, and unfortunately, I just didn't carry it to the golf course. It's a little bit stiff, but that's about it. The surgery part's fine. That's all good, yeah. Yeah, I got to get to under par by end of tomorrow, whenever that is, or into my second round. If we get storms, it could be Saturday. So, if I get under par for two rounds, that'll be right in the ball game.
You could call Tiger Woods the consummate optimist. Certainly not a realist based on his play. But as he says, I don't enter an event unless I think I can win. That's a great attitude. Everybody should feel that way. You don't do something unless you think you're going to excel at it. But when you're coming back, I feel like it's redo of 2012. I gave up on Tiger in 2012. I thought he's not, I didn't give up on him, but I didn't think he'd actually contend. He kept blowing it all the time. Then came 2013, and he won one. I went, all right, so he won one. And then he contended again, and he won again, and he won again, and he won five times. So I don't give up on Tiger Woods. No, I don't expect to see Tiger Woods 2000. No, he was a kid. But speaking of a kid, who could, Rory McIlroy, he's just amazing. As he said, I'm a much better player than I was in 2012. And is he going to protect his lead? Going into the moving day, as we are, at the PGA Championship, is he going to protect the lead?
Look, I've went protection mode once in my career, and it was the 2011 Masters. That didn't work out very well, so I said to myself, I'd never do that again. So I don't think you can protect the lead. You just have to go out and play your game and not, again, not think about the score, not think about where you are in the tournament, just play a solid round of golf.
You know what was amazing is watching him play a solid round of golf. His score said so. It was a 67, but it wasn't his best round. He actually had to work to get that 67. The best round yesterday, Jason Day, he cruised to a 65. And as he said, he played really good. So maybe Jason Day, he's a great player, great ball striker. We'll see whether he can give Rory a run for his money. We're going to go and talk right now, bring into the clubhouse the executive producer of The Rural Golfer. Her name is Judith Coleman. She's worked for Golf Channel, CBS, PGA Tour Entertainment, and now she's the executive producer of a television show starring Steve Elkington. Welcome to the show, Judith.
Thanks, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. The Rural Golfer includes Mike Maves and former Masters champ Jackie Burke. And they're all co-founders of Steve Elkington's The Secret in the Dirt website. Now, what is the premise of this show?
The premise of this show really is just the love of the game and all of the characters that love golf. And, everybody that plays golf knows some character that is crazier than anybody else out on the golf course that just has passion and, loves the game. And it's also about getting better. Jackie Burke is one of the great teachers of the game on so many levels. And, Elk wants to help pass that knowledge on. And he wants to help people get better because, golf's not fun when you don't play well. And so he wants to help everybody have fun playing the game we are all addicted, afflicted by. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's what it is. And he's got an eclectic bunch of guys that started this website, and it just naturally kind of went in the direction of going on TV. And when he got The Big Show, which is the crazy traveling I don't know what you want to call it. It's not a bus. It's not an RV because it's bigger than that. And, you know, as only elk can do, he's made it into its own little personality of travel. So, you know, it just kind of naturally went in the direction of TV, and here we are.
It's fabulous. Now, so this traveling motorcade, is it sort of like the rock stars, you know, the people who don't like to fly, or they're doing concert venues that are kind of close together and they travel?
No, because you can't be in it when it's driving.
What?
It's more like a traveling trailer. The one he actually has was Will Smith when he was shooting Men in Black 3 or 2 when they were up in New York, and he used to have it like in downtown New York. And that's basically where Will had a traveling, like, recording studio on it.
Oh.
So it's two stories. It's like 1,200 square feet total. There's a bedroom and everything upstairs. Then there's living room, kitchen, kind of office, den, bathroom downstairs. And, you know, he's got a semi-driver that drives it from event to event and then goes and sets it up. It's more along the lines of like the NASCAR trailers that the guys have. It's got an awning. He has he has events and parties at it during certain tournaments when he's parked on site. And, you know, it's a pretty entertaining thing in and of itself.
Do we get to see it on the show if we can see the show?
Yes, you do. And you need to see the show. The show is awesome. You can either go to ruralgolfer.com and sign up. Or you, if you get DirecTV, it's on channel 345. Dish Network, it's 231. And then depending on whatever your cable carrier is, you know, it just depends on what channel it's on there. It's RFD TV. And if you don't get it, you need to call your cable carrier and tell them you want it.
Excellent. I love it. Now, RFD TV.
That's
is
right.
The nation's first 24-hour television network dedicated to serving the needs and interests of rural America with programming focused on agriculture, equine, rural lifestyle, traditional country music, and entertainment. I am actually on a country music station on Kauai. So
oh,
I was,
cool.
Yeah, I know. It was like, oh, this is like perfect.
Yeah, well, we went and shot, let's see, the show that's going to air 2 weeks from last night. We shot with two world champion ropers, Nick Sartain and Rich Skelton. Rich Skelton is the Tiger Woods of roping. He won 8 consecutive world championships between 97 and 2004. And we went down to Tapatio Springs and shot with Steve down there with them. And some people in your listening area might be familiar with Tapatio Springs because that was bought a couple of years ago by George Strait, who I know everyone that listens to you on your country station has heard of.
Yeah, absolutely. I've even heard of him.
Yeah. People that don't like country music have heard of George Strait. So,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, so we were down at his at their resort. He owns that with Tom Cusick, and that place is awesome. They have a roping, they have a rodeo contest there. George has a roping event. He has a golf outing there in the fall. I mean, that place is awesome.
Now, what's the name of the place again?
Tapatio Springs.
Now, where do you get a golf course? Is there a golf course connected to this roping? You know, I'm thinking two different worlds.
They
because,
actually have an event where they rope and golf. Like, they go out and they, you know, there's a roping event, and then they go out and golf. And it's like a combined thing that they do.
I need to do that. I want to do that. That I love horses, and obviously
yeah.
I love golf. That's the perfect combination.
Yeah, it's a little crazy because, you know, but
like,
I mean.
Now, I won't be able to rope, but can I, like, have my designated roper?
You know, I don't know. We'll have to find out. Maybe you can.
That would be fun. You can get more people in. You can. I can't be roping because I know, you know, I can gallop on a horse, but I can't rope a steer.
Well, Steve doesn't ride. You should have seen him getting up on the horse. It was awesome.
But he's kind of brave and brash sometimes. Do you have to, like, watch what... Sometimes he says things that are just a little bit sideways for people. How do you keep him under control, Judy?
Well, you know, you could probably ask my mom the same thing about me.
No!
So, just, you know, it's... He really... you know, he is himself. There's, yeah. You know, he's smart. you know, he is brash. He's very opinionated, but, you know, he's a lot of fun. He's interested in a lot of things, and, you know, I think... If you watch the show, you see a different side of him that a lot of people really will like.
Yeah, I like it when people are honest. You know exactly,
I mean,
what you're getting.
Our society annihilates people when they're not honest, and then they annihilate them when they are. So, you know, it's a lose-lose,
yeah,
or a win-win.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win. You got to be yourself. You got to get out there, and you know, somebody may not like you for whatever you've just said, but that doesn't,
right,
you know, at least you know. Hey, I know who you are, and I like
right.
that. And then you enjoy the person in other aspects of their life. I mean, he's a fabulous golfer. So I understand he just went through toe surgery?
Well, it was, he had, and you'll see that in the show that's airing right now, he had an ingrown, and it, you know, it's kind of funny because you think ingrown toenail, big deal, but his is really a big deal, and it had quite a large shard shoving into his toe.
Ooh.
And so he had to get that taken out and taken care of, because when you walk for a living, you know, and your feet are so instrumental in your swing and your power, you can't have, you know, a knife jamming into your toe while you're trying to do that. So we had to go get that taken out, and he got, you know, he got that numbed up and cut out, and... We, you know, Dr. Rozanski was really nice to do that for us.
Good, because, you know, Steve on the tour, on the Champions Tour, he's dynamic.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
I was wondering where he's been, and I guess this kind of explains it.
Yeah, and, you know, then, but, he's dynamic, and, you know, his toe was injured, but he's also got his youngest child, Sammy, is about to be a senior in high school.
Oh.
And, you know, his daughter's getting ready next week to go off to her second year of college. And, you know, he's a family guy. And he took a year off before he turned 50 and didn't play golf so he could stay home with his kids.
I like
they,
that.
Before they, you know, got to an age where they're not around.
Right on.
That's
wonderful.
And so he's taking time off to spend sometimes with the kids before they go back to school.
That's fantastic. I did that. I left the business of radio to work in a high school as a substitute teacher because my kid was playing high school football.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a part of his world before he went off. And, you know, they're only there for a little while. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Now, if you can't see this show, there's a way for you to see it. And
there is.
And I really think this is cool because the tips that you get, I mean, you get, we've been talking about the eclectic lifestyle and the fun stuff, but there's real golf information
for
people.
There is real golf instruction on this, on the show and on the website. And there's also things, you know, I mean, anybody that's ever done anything in TV has had to leave stuff on the cutting room floor that they wish they could put in the show that, you know, whatever. Well, if you go to ruralgolfer.com and sign up and subscribe to that, then you get all the behind-the-wall stuff that nobody else gets to see. But you get all the instruction. You can go in there, and you got Jackie Burke, who's 91 years old. He's the oldest living Masters champion, and he's seen it, done it, heard it, you know, whatever. And you got Elk, who's won the PGA Championship, won two Players Championships, and they know a little bit about playing golf. Just a little bit. And so they, you know, with the website, the way it used to be, you know, they've got 4 years of instructionals and things on there that not only are you getting new stuff from our show, you can have access to all the old instructionals. And no matter what level you are in your golf game, whether you're just learning or you are an expert and you want to learn how to put more spin or less spin or shape the ball better or whatever you need, it's in there. So you go in there and you subscribe and you put in, I want to learn how to read putts. It pulls up everything in the entire vault on the website that has to do with putting for you. And you can go in there and you can pick what you need to work on and you get better. We have a guy, we're going to shoot with him, Ross Rourke, who's a horse trainer. And he, through Elk's website, went from a 15 handicap to scratch.
Wow.
And so we're going to shoot with him in Texas in a couple of weeks because, you know, where would you rather be in the middle of summer than Midland, Texas, where it's nice and warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to go shoot with him in a couple weeks and show you how he got better. And, you know, that's the whole, that's really Elk's entire mission is to, you know, have a good time, show people some really cool stuff, and get people better at golf. And, you know, the other thing on our show is everything that we show you, anybody watching can go do. We're not going to private clubs. We're not going to things, you know, that are ultra exclusive. We're going to public courses. We're going to places that anybody watching, they can go do and do the same things we're doing.
I love it. We need to take a real quick break. We're talking with Judith Coleman, the executive producer of The Rural Golfer. This is with Steve Elkington and friends, including Jackie Burke. And if you can't see it because you don't get it, wherever you happen to be on this planet, because you may be listening at RadioGolfClub.com, where not only are we streaming live, but all the shows are archived there. So if you just tuned in, you can listen to what you've missed. You can go to RuralGolfer.com, R-U-R-A-L, like RuralGolfer.com. You can get everything, all of the shows, right on your computer, plus, as Judith Coleman was telling you, everything from the vault. But we're going to take a real quick break and continue our conversation right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking, insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Judith Coleman. You can follow her on Twitter at HeyJude66. Love your handle. She's the executive producer of The Rural Golfer, and she's got on her resume, she worked for Golf Channel, CBS, PGA Tour Entertainment, and now she's doing a show, executive producer of The Rural Golfer with Steve Elkington, Jackie Burke. We've been talking about them, but how about Steve Maves? Mike Maves, right.
Mike Maves actually is kind of the reason the whole thing started, because he did his YouTube thing called The Move, and it's a placement and weight distribution kind of instructional on YouTube, and Elk ended up seeing it and called him up because Elk thought it was pretty interesting. And, you know, it kind of morphed into more of the website on The Secret in the Dirt. And, you know, there's an ebook that Mike did, and all of, you can get all of that. You know, you can get his ebook, you can get Elk's book, you can get all that stuff if you sign up at ruralgolfer.com. But Maves is this Canadian kind of, you know, admirer of Ben Hogan.
Oh.
You know, grew up up on Niagara on the lake, where we're actually shooting this weekend, which Niagara on the lake is supposedly the oldest 18-hole course in North America.
Really?
Yeah, and it's up by Niagara Falls, and it's really cool, and there's some, you know, really interesting stuff around there that we're going to expose people to, and, you know, Mike's going to go back to, you know, the origination of this whole kind of thing, he, you know, and you know, he's a character. We, you know, the show we had on last night, he came down when Elk was having his toe injury, and he came down here and he learned how to go crabbing with the local crabber, because, you know, this low country area that we're in here in Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra, you know, there's some really good, everybody knows about the TPC Sawgrass here, but there's some really great golf that's accessible by everyone, and, you know, that's affordable, and, you know, you don't have to do anything but show up and with your golf clubs and, you know, go out and play. And there, you know, the course where they used to have the Jacksonville Open, Hyde Park Golf Club, Donald Ross designed, that's open to the public. That was really kind of the forefather of all professional golf in the Jacksonville area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hogan has a famous hole there, not because of how well he played it, but how badly he played it. And, you know, Mike Maves and the rest of the boys from the website came down, and they went and tried to beat Hogan's score on that hole. And you got to tune in next week to find out if they did it.
Well, that's cool. I was reading about Jack and Sue Horde. And
yeah,
I was,
they're amazing.
Amazing, because what does he do? He mows? I do everything.
He does everything. Yeah. They do everything. They built that golf course. They, you know, he went out there and he moved the land, and he, you know, He and his wife are out there every single day. Right now, he's not feeling so good. He had a little health problem since we shot the show there. So, you know, we want to extend our prayers out to Jack and Sue.
Yes.
For him to have a speedy recovery and to get back out there mowing that lawn and running that golf course where he's supposed to be.
That's fantastic. I love this show. This is really cool. This is the rural golfer. And if you don't get it, call your, like, Time Warner has it in some places, but I couldn't find it here in Hawaii on Oceanic Time Warner. So give them a call. Tell them you want to get. What is the station again?
RFD TV. Remember I Want My MTV back
yes,
in the day?
Right.
Well, you want your RFD now.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I want my RFD. Call up your station and tell them that.
RFD TV, and if you don't get it fast enough, you can always subscribe, and you get everything. You get the TV shows, you get behind the scenes, you get the stuff that didn't make it to the TV shows because there just wasn't enough time, and it's really good stuff, and it's on, you know, on the cutting room floor. It's a drag. That's going to be a part of what you get at ruralgolfer.com. All you do is go there, sign up, extras, premium instructional content, and the first 30 days are free. Yeah.
That's right. The other thing I want to say is, you know, over here in Florida, we get some tropical storms and some hurricanes, and we get pretty lucky skidding through in Jacksonville. But I want to check in with you over there in Hawaii and see how you guys are doing, because, you know, I'm watching, and, you know, it looks like you guys may have escaped some of the really bad stuff. But you guys all okay over there?
Yeah, we're doing all right. The closest call was a tree hit a house on the Big Island, and a mom and her baby were trapped inside the tree, inside the house. But they got out okay. There was no one was hurt. The Emerald Course and the Gold Course at Wailea closed. About 60 trees came down there. So they got a lot of work putting, everybody does. There's a lot of people without power on the Big Island. A lot of roads are closed. Oahu, you know, we've got Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. So when that Izel came, it just busted it open, and a lot of rain, 15 inches in some places. Then it went to Maui and did a lot. Like I said, 60 trees, just two golf courses, right? Oahu, we've got just some wind and some rain, not much at all. Right now, it's, I'm just doing this for everybody. It's a remnant low, just about 150 miles from Kauai. It's moving with winds about 35 miles an hour. We're tracking, though, Julio.
Right.
Julio's right parallel to the island, just north of us, which generally means it's going to fall apart, but it hasn't yet. So we're all supposed to keep a real close eye on Julio, and we are.
Believe me, I understand that. It's not a lot of fun. I grew up in Chicago, and I moved down here to Florida, and I bought my house. And 3 days after I made my first mortgage payment, we got evacuated for Hurricane Floyd, and I didn't know what to do. But, you know, that's a whole different ballgame when you're watching those storms, and I know how scary it is. So, you know, my prayers are with everybody out there.
Thank you. Judith Coleman, executive producer, The Rural Golfer. And you can follow her on Twitter, you know, at Hey Jude 66. I love what you said about Tiger Woods. I don't think we can say it online, but it was really cute. Hey, that's Tiger Woods.
What did I say about Tiger?
Nothing bad. You just, somebody was saying something, and you kind of defended him. Hey, that's Tiger Woods. What's your problem? I mean, the guy was great.
That's the whole thing. We are who we are, you know, and not everybody's going to like us. And, you know, Tiger is a phenomenal talent.
Yes.
I can't say enough about his talent.
Exactly.
On the golf course.
Exactly. And that's,
you know, as a woman, I may not agree with everything else he's done, but, you know, on the golf, he's phenomenal. I've never had a problem with him personally. He's always been good to me as a media person, so I got no beef with him on the golf course.
And, awesome. Awesome.
You know, I don't wish, God, that poor guy with the physical problems he's having, I wish him well, and I wish, you know, for everyone out there, he needs a speedy recovery. I just don't, you know,
we all know
as we get older how much harder it is to recover from injuries.
Don't you wish you would just pack it in and just rest until next year?
You know, he's got to do what he's got to do.
That's true.
You know, he knows his body and he knows what he can do. So, you know, I can't imagine that he's trying to do something that he shouldn't be doing and that he doesn't feel okay to do. You know, we all can sit by and judge anyone on what we would do. But I gave up trying to figure out why people don't do things the way I would do them a long time ago. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there wondering why I do things the way I do them. So I know that he's got the best people around him as far as doctors and advisors and whatever they're telling him he needs to do. And he's listening to his own body. I think that's what he's going to do. We've all been sick and we've all been injured and we've all tried to push back sooner than we should. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, what he feels he can do. And, you know, he's not qualified for the FedEx Cup, so he's got at least 4 weeks off.
There you go. Judith Coleman, you're awesome to talk with. Thank you very much. Executive producer of The Rural Golfer. Call him. Tell him you want your RFD TV. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. We'll be back with Bob Bubka right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the world grows too intrusive, escape to one that's all your own. The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in. And Bob Bubka is in the clubhouse. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Danielle. I'm so happy that you're not blown away.
No, I'm not blown away. Isn't that cool? But we do have Julio, you know. There's some down by the seashore somewhere. Bob, Judith Coleman says hi.
Oh, Judy's an old friend, and she's done some great work over the years, and a real nice person. And we're here in Louisville, Danielle, home for the racehorses and home for bourbon. And guess what they were giving out? They were giving out chapstick flavored with bourbon. I went through my 51st chapstick already, and it's just Saturday.
You know, you are the most amazing person on the planet. That's all I got to say. Chapstick, bourbon flavored. Now, does there have just the flavor? It got a little from 51. So you're not supposed. Never mind. It's been an interesting couple of days, hasn't it?
Well, it all started on Wednesday when, of course, at that juncture, even after 12 o'clock noon, we had no idea whether Tiger was going to play or he wasn't going to play because the PGA said that he only had to be here at 8:30 on Thursday morning in order to be in this competition. So Wednesday, all of a sudden, about 1 o'clock, this silver Mercedes drives onto the property, and Tiger Woods gets out from behind the wheel, and you heard a collective yell in the media room, "Elvis is in the building."
Yes, rock star has arrived.
But he's not in the building anymore. Two rounds of 74-74. He looked hurt. He looked old. In all honesty, it was kind of sad when you look at his body of work as a professional golfer. His career speaks for itself, 14 majors and three wins shy of Sam Snead's record, which we thought he was going to break very easily. Even that now is in question. He's really got to take some time off, really heal well, and then try and come out and be competitive. And it's not easy because there's so much young talent playing in the majors now, led by number one, Rory McIlroy, who for his last 10 rounds is a collective 41 under par. I mean, that is just a mind-boggling number.
It is. I feel like it's 2012 for Tiger Woods again. And then he came back in 2013. Is he worse for the wear? Maybe a dumb question.
Well, yeah, it depends what you're talking about there.
Right.
You know?
I know.
But he's older, and this is a back injury. You know, knees are bad enough, elbows and wrists are bad injuries. But for a golfer, there can be nothing worse than problems with your back, and that's what he's experiencing now. You know, he had the operation in March, took a little time off, came back for his own event, the Quicken at Congressional. Really wasn't ready to play there.
Yeah.
But Quicken was a brand new sponsor, and that tournament benefits his foundation, I think. And 3 weeks prior to the start, there was no buzz about the event. There were no tickets being sold. So Tiger came to the rescue and went and teed it up and brought a little air into that balloon for a while. I think he came back too soon. And then based on playing there at Quicken, he only played two rounds. You know, he goes over to Hoylake at the Open Championship. And you know, he just, you know, had a good opening round there, 69, 3 under par, but it didn't really look like Tiger, and then did nothing over the weekend. Here's the one track, Danielle, that you and your listeners have to know. In the Open Championship and in the PGA Championship, Tom Watson played better, scored better than Tiger Woods.
Isn't it sad?
I mean,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Watson, 64 years old, turns 65 next month.
Okay. Is it his swing that's hurting his back, or is it just his back needs to heal?
Well, the question is his swing hurting his back, or is his back hurting his swing? you know, it's kind of tough. You know, I think he's favoring his back when he swings, and you just can't do that. And, you know, And he's saying now that he's got to get back in the gym and he's got to build himself up again. I mean, to me, I would take the key to his gym and throw it in the ocean and not allow him in there and just rest, relax, and then start practicing early in 2015 so that he'd be ready for the 2015 season.
That's how I feel about it. I was talking to Judy Coleman just a little while ago, you know, asked her the question, would you, if you were Tiger Woods, you think Tiger Woods should just not play until 2015? And, you know, it is what people do. People do what they're going to do. He knows what he can do. But sometimes I just think that he wants to be out amongst, he misses the golf course, as he said in one of his pressers. You know, I really miss the golf course. I don't have the pain anymore now that I have had the surgery. And I'd even like to play with you guys. He was talking to the media. And I really don't like you guys that much. You know, that's how much he misses playing. So I understand why he feels drawn to get back out. But it just seems to me that he just needs to disappear for a while. And I read one tweet from Wyndham Championship that Tiger Woods just informed them that he was not playing next week. We'll shut it down to get healthy. Now,
that's his best move. And as far as wanting to play golf, you pick the golf course. You got so many wonderful golf courses in Hawaii to choose from. I'll arrange for Tiger, and you two go out and play 18 holes, and that'll cure Tiger from wanting to play any more golf.
Very funny. So Rory McIlroy has the most amazing swing. I sometimes want Tiger. Look at Rory. See how natural. What would you suggest that Tiger Woods does with his swing? Because I understand what you said about favoring his back. Everybody does that when they've had a pain. You kind of flinch, expecting that pain to come again. It takes a while to get rid of those. Oh, the same thing with his knee. You know, he was doing the same thing when he had the knee problem. He was favoring the knee that was hurt, and it took a while to get used to not having to do that. I just think his swing isn't a good swing for him. I don't like Sean Foley's techniques with him. They don't seem to be working.
Well, I mean, it's almost like any doctor that you go to and complain of a certain ailment. You know, the doctor will say, hey, let's try this. You try this for a week and get back to me. Let me know how you feel. And then if, you know, that doesn't work, they try something else. That's why the doctors say, you know, they're only practicing medicine. They don't have medicine down to a science, that's for sure. And swing coaches don't have swings for their players down to a science. You know, you try. Sean Foley, when he started with Tiger, was dealing with Tiger with a good back. And now in midstream, he's dealing with Tiger with a bad back. I mean, do they rebuild that swing? Can he rebuild it again? I guess common sense would tell you, Danielle, that if anybody can rebuild it, it's probably Tiger Woods, because he's done it three times in the past. But, you know, I mean, getting older and younger players that are, you know, just playing some unbelievable golf. For the first time ever, Danielle, on one of the broadcasts that I was on, we got into a discussion. Rory McIlroy right now and Tiger Woods at his absolute best, who's going to win? And it was no automatic answer. I mean, for years you'd say, well, Tiger Woods would win. But when you look at their games, Rory McIlroy, number one, hits it further than Tiger ever hit it. Mm-hmm. He hits it a lot straighter than Tiger ever hit it. Mm-hmm. He hits his irons better than Tiger ever hit them. Now, Tiger at his best, recovering from a poor shot was as good as the world has ever seen, and making those clutch putts when absolutely necessary, Tiger was as good as anybody that's ever played the game. Rory is not in that league as far as making those clutch putts. Plus, if he keeps winning tournaments by 8 shots, then he doesn't have many clutch putts to make. But, you know, So I don't know. I don't know who I'd bet on. If, you know, Rory right now and Tiger at his best, it wouldn't be an automatic either way.
Rory is awesome to watch. He's making the par fives look simple. He gets there in three. I mean, he's in the hole in three. He's doing amazing things. And Tiger Woods had an exuberance about him when he played that I still haven't seen. I haven't seen that part of the charisma that was Tiger Woods when he is on the course playing at his highest ability.
No, you're right, Danielle. He doesn't have, Rory McIlroy, at least to date, doesn't have the intimidation factor. I mean, Tiger, when he was King of the Hill, literally would intimidate other players. Rory doesn't do that yet,
right.
But he's well on the way to doing that. But your listeners that are not lucky enough to be playing golf today, after they finish listening to Danielle Tucker, they can turn their TV on and watch Rory McIlroy and watch his young Australian, Jason Day, because he's the real deal. He's starting one shot back. He was a phenom back in Australia, had a lot of injuries, recently married, has a child now. He seems to be healthy, and I think it's going to be a fascinating duel between McIlroy and Jason Day. And meanwhile, while they're fighting it out, probably Jim Furyk will slip right on by him because he's only one shot back.
You know, Jim Furyk has a way about doing that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right.
And the one other thing real quick, like,
yes.
Arnold Palmer never won this event. He played in it 37 times. 37 times in the PGA, he never won. And now we got Ryan Palmer, only two shots had the lead. No relation, of course, but maybe we'll get a Palmer name on that Wanamaker trophy.
Final question. They keep bringing this up. Is Tom Watson going to pick Tiger Woods to be in the Ryder Cup?
Well, the only way I can answer that, and I'm being 100% honest, if the last two choices available of Tom Watson were Danielle Tucker and Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods doesn't need to pack his golf clubs.
This is Bob Bupka. He's the voice of golf. He's the co-host of the Grill Room radio show on TuneIn Radio. You get him anytime with Alex Maselli. Now, Alex and Bob usually don't agree on much, but they agree that their show is really good, and you should listen to it on TuneIn Radio. It's called The Grill Room Radio Show. Is it going to be on, like, Golf Week's website soon?
Yes, it is now.
It's now?
If you go to golfweek.com, click the button, and you can hear The Grill Room. We're very proud of our new affiliation with Golf Week, and thank you for mentioning it. And, Danielle, thank you so very much for having me on. Enjoy the rest of the PGA Championship. But you know how that sand runs through the hourglass?
Yes.
Well, my yeah. glass has no more sand in it right now.
I know. He's,
love you.
I love you, too. He's off to the UK. He's on Sports Talk Radio. That's Bob Bupka. He's special. And I want to thank everybody who makes this show possible. You're special. We've got our newest sponsor, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, you're a shopping center, you're a store, you're a custom home, you're a regular home, you're just any home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Dr. Armand Chung, a great dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. He works with you on your dental health, not on you, you know? His number is 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes on Kauai's South Shore. It's a stunning golf course. Torrential rain today in that particular neck of the woods. Cart path only, but they are open. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment for protection for your home, for your business, for your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Tickets on sale now. Get the Star team on your property. And Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.